This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Donald Trump Friday sent out messages from his Twitter account, apparently in support of protests in three states that seek to defy measures designed to prevent the spread of the COVID-19 virus. In three successive tweets, the president wrote, "Liberate Minnesota, liberate Michigan, and finally liberate Virginia, and save your Second Amendment. It is under siege." The last tweet refers to gun control measures being proposed by Democratic lawmakers in the southern state. Protests were held in all three states this week, demanding restrictions on businesses and other public activities be lifted, arguing they are killing the economy and violating personal rights. Trump's tweets would seem to contradict guidelines for how states can begin to reopen, which he released at a White House briefing on Thursday. Those guidelines called for a slow phase-out of safety measures, whereas the protesters want them lifted immediately. Germany's health minister said Friday the COVID-19 outbreak in his country has become manageable because the number of patients who have recovered from the virus is greater than the number that are newly infected. Speaking at a news briefing in Berlin, Health Minister Jens Spahn said, compared to other nations, Germany is doing well. He said that fact makes them humble, not exuberant.
Bewältigung der Corona-Epidemie schneidet Deutschland im internationalen Vergleich.
Spahn says that Germany has carried out more than 1.7 million coronavirus tests, and he and other health experts credit that for their ability to manage the outbreak. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.